This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. A lot of developing countries have two big problems that are at odds with one another. They need to spend money on the consequences of climate change, think natural disasters and environmental degradation, but they are also, many of them, deeply in debt. There is a new way of trying to deal with both at the same time. Anatoly Kermanayev is a reporter at the New York Times who recently published a story on something called debt for nature swaps. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
Can you help us understand how this works? And you wrote about the case of Belize. So you got a country with a debt problem. It wants to spend money on conservation in this case. How do you put the two together?
At the very simplest, you can think of it as refinancing a mortgage, right? You have an existing debt load and you're trying to exchange it for something that hopefully will have low interest rates and you can pay it at a later date. So in the case of Belize, it was approached by a local marine biologist who suggested them a plan. Basically, her nonprofit, she worked for the Nature Conservancy of the U.S., would lend money to the government of Belize to repay the debts. And in return, some of the savings that the government of Belize would get from that transaction would have to go towards marine conservation.
So you have an environmental group that says, we will lend you the money to repay your debts and use some of it to spend on conservation. But where does an environmental group like the Nature Conservancy or whoever, where do they get $350 million?
They went to Credit Suisse, a big global investment bank, and they asked them to participate in the transaction. Credit Suisse gave them the money, gave the Nature Conservancy the money, and on their side, they, you know, basically issued new debt themselves.
But if a country has high interest rates that it's, you know, trying to get out of, trying to get better terms on, usually for developing countries, that's because there's a certain amount of risk. So if it gets new loans, does that mean that, you know, the environmental group is taking on risk but not getting compensated for it, or likewise Credit Suisse?
The way that Nature Conservancy and its partners were able to get around this is to get involved the development arm of U.S. Treasury, which guaranteed the transaction. So basically, the risk of Belize became the risk of the United States. So if one of the parties doesn't do their part, they can be taken to international courts and sued for it.
Now, in this case, $350 million, that is obviously a lot of money. But of course, just a piece of that gets spent on conservation. The United Nations estimated $125 trillion would need to be spent globally by everybody to reach net zero emissions by 2050. So, I mean, how far can this kind of model go?
You know, Belize has been the largest transaction of this kind to date. And the idea is that now that the model, you know, has been worked out, it can be scaled up, so to speak. You know, the amounts can keep increasing. The second and perhaps more interesting aspect of it to me is the way it changes mentality of stakeholders. What is valuable to us here? You know, what kind of development do we want? What kind of a nation do we want to be? Do we want to be based on extraction of natural resources and mass tourism and cruise ships? Or do we want to base our financial growth, economic growth on more sustainable models that can also bring in money into the public coffers?
Anatoly Kermanayev is a reporter at the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.